AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. A white North Charleston, South Carolina police officer is charged with murder in the shooting death of an unarmed 50-year-old black motorist who was reportedly trying to run away from the officer following a traffic stop. Protesters have gathered outside City Hall after a video of Walter Scott Jr.'s shooting was made public.
All lives matter! All lives matter!
His father, Walter Scott Sr., tells NBC's Meet the Press he doesn't know why Officer Michael Slager shot his son.
It looked like he was trying to kill a deer or something running through the woods. I don't know whether it was racial or it was something wrong with his head or what.
Scott adds that his son may have run because he owed child support and didn't want to go back to jail. A U.S. service member has been killed by an Afghan soldier. Sagar Magani has more.
An official says an Afghan soldier opened fire on U.S. troops in eastern Afghanistan, killing one American and wounding at least two others before being shot dead. An Afghan official says the soldier began firing suddenly after a U.S. embassy official left a meeting with provincial leaders in Jalalabad. The motive was unclear. It's the second insider attack in Afghanistan this year against the coalition. An Afghan soldier killed three American contractors in January. Sagar Magani at the Pentagon.
Indiana Pacers forward Chris Copeland, his wife, and another woman were stabbed outside a Manhattan nightclub early this morning following an argument. Copeland was stabbed in the abdomen. His wife was slashed in the arm and across the breast. The third woman was slashed also in the abdomen. They are all in stable condition. The stabbing suspect is in custody. Two Atlanta Hawks players were also arrested for trying to block police officers arriving at the scene. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 40, the Nasdaq is up 38, and the S&P has gained 5. This is AP Radio News. Severe thunderstorms, damaging winds, hail, and tornadoes possible from the southern plains into the Midwest. Meteorologist Roger Edwards says he and his co-workers at the Storm Prediction Center expect to have a busy couple of days.
We have a risk of severe storms today that pretty much covers a swath from southwest Ohio all the way across Missouri to northwest Texas.
The center says some of those storms could be significant with 2-inch hail, 75-mile-per-hour winds, and tornadoes rated at EF2 or higher. The father of a rock singer who died last year claims the band stole his son's ashes and many of his possessions. In a lawsuit filed in Richmond, Virginia, William Brockie says other members of GWAR had his son, Dave Brockie's body cremated, then gave him a fraction of his ashes, quote, in a used plastic bag with a Discover credit card logo on it. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.